B-Pod Studios.
You're bringing work with you. Good job.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what happens. You know. That's what happens. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Hey, Bob, take a gander over here. What am I wearing? What's my pullover?
Oh, you got a little tempo action going on there today.
I got a little temple three-quarter zip pullover going on over
temple
here.
Temple marching band. That's nice job, Mark.
The Temple March. I love the Temple Marching Band.
So do
this
I.
This is my just a Temple pullover.
Oh, I thought, honest to God, I thought it said Marching Band underneath Temple. Do you have one of them, too?
No, I don't have one of them. I can't play a musical instrument.
Oh, my bad. I thought it said Marching Band. Maybe it was just something that I saw in my head.
Well, if there's anything that Sean Bradley and I have in common, other than that we both went to Temple, we were both not in the Marching Band. I don't believe, at least. Sean Bradley joins us right now. Eagles 6-round pick, linebacker out of TU, Temple University. Sean, how are you, buddy?
How are you guys doing this morning, man? I'm good.
Feel awesome, man. Can you confirm or deny for us, were you ever in the Temple Marching Band?
No.
Okay, good. All right, we just dispelled that rumor. And that's no disrespect, Temple Marching Band.
No, not at all. That's what your shirt said.
They were in Wolf of Wall Street, but nonetheless.
There you go.
Sean, look, you're from our area, obviously. You get drafted by the Eagles. You play your career at Temple University. Really, could there have been a better story written on draft day?
Honestly, I don't think there could have been, man. Especially the way I was feeling. I was quiet, upset, because, you know, I was waiting for my turn, and the team I went to was unbelievable, man. So I don't think it could have turned out any better.
Sean, the other thing is, this is so odd, and there's been a lot of comparisons to 2011 during the lockout in the NFL, where DeMora Smith was even offering players to have their own separate draft party so they wouldn't have to see the commissioner, which is wild. Now, this was obviously a lot different than that, but still, it was under crazy circumstances. What was the whole draft day process like in leading up to you being selected in the sixth round? What was that whole process like for you waiting for your name to be called?
Man, it was a long process for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched it every day, all 3 days with my family, my mom, my stepdad, or mom and father, of course, but... You know, I was just sitting around watching, you know, just being patient. I had a lot of other friends in the drafts, you know, I was looking to see where they went. And then on the day of that, I got drafted Saturday. It was a long for me, man. I was just sitting there. I was quiet. You know, I was real nervous. Like, I didn't really want to talk a lot because I wasn't really sure. You know, you never really know. So when it happened, it was like my whole attitude changed. It was ridiculous.
Now, you mentioned your family. Who was the Giants fan?
My dad.
Your dad's the Giants fan.
Yep, he was the Giants fan. He was the Giants fan all his life.
And then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, man.
Baby boy gets drafted by the Birds. Now, is there any advantage whatsoever, I mean, to playing in, you know, professionally where you played, in college?
I'm not sure there's an advantage. Maybe I'm comfortable on the field, but, you know, I'm not really sure there's an advantage to it. You know, I shared similar locker rooms, and the field is the only thing we really have in common, but. You know, just being in the home state, I guess, there's been a lot of love for me, for sure, from all the fans and things like that, from being a hometown kid. So that's pretty cool.
What's it been like so far trying to get into the NFL life with not really being firsthand exposed to it? Like, right now, going through all the virtual meetings, doing all that stuff, what's that been like for you so far?
Yeah, they've been good. You know, it's definitely been different from what I've heard. Maybe a little bit more of a challenge, too. I can see that. You know, if we were in person or we were allowed to be on the field, you're able to learn better, you know what I'm saying? Because you get the trial and error and things like that. But, you know, the virtual meetings have been going good. You know, you get a lot of learning, get to meet the older guys, and just, you know, get a lot of knowledge prior to getting on the field. So I feel like it's beneficial in a way.
Sean, what have you been doing physically to keep yourself in shape? I don't know if you have a gym in the house or whatever it may be, or if, you know, you're curling your mom or something. Like, what are you doing to stay in shape?
I have a gym in New Jersey. It probably trains about 2 or 3 people during the day. I would like to go there, but I actually do a virtual workout with the Eagle Strength staff. So I'm on the virtual workout program. I go there and get on the call with them, and they run me through a workout. So not too bad, honestly.
One of the things I've been just praising Doug Peterson for is his ability to motivate the players, even though they're not in the same room. Supposedly, he's been showing workout videos of other players. Is that true? Have you been seeing, like, Brandon Graham working out to make sure nobody falls behind?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I haven't been in too many of the older, the veteran team meetings yet, but you know, when I was in one of them, he showed a couple clips of like maybe three or four guys working out and just staying in shape and just, you know, it might have not, nobody might not have said nothing at the time, but it definitely motivated everybody and mentally for sure. I know it did for me. I'm like, well, he's getting to it. I got to get to it too.
See, now look, I am ridiculously out of shape. I took a couple of phys ed classes when I was at Temple, but other than that, that was probably my last workout. That would motivate me if you showed me the other guy working out and make sure that I got to work.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, man, he's working out. I got to go match his energy.
Now, he's also, this is wild, Phil Jackson, Steve Kerr. God. Now, were you in on those Zooms as well? Were you part of that?
I wasn't on Steve Kerr's, but I did see Phil Jackson.
I'm sure, big sports fan, obviously. What was that like for you?
Well, first of all, I'm a Lakers fan, diehard Kobe Bryant fan for life. So seeing Phil Jackson was like, I don't even know. I couldn't even explain. I was writing notes. I don't ever take, it was like guest speaker, but I remember writing notes about everything he says. Man, I don't know. It was unbelievable for me.
Can you share a couple of things that jumped out?
Yeah, you know, just finishing in the fourth quarter was one of the main things for me. You know, so that's one of the first things he said. He said, you win the game in the fourth quarter. So whatever happens prior to that, you know, you're battling, you're scratching, you're fighting. But in the fourth quarter, everything kind of matters. And that's when it all boils down to who wants it more in that point in time. So that was something that really stuck out to me for real.
Sean, you haven't been able, as we were talking about, to get on the field and get the aspect of the speed of the game in the NFL and all of that. But cerebrally, how much different is it? How much more learning is it maybe than college was? Or is it about, you know, on the same level?
It's definitely more learning. You know, there's a lot of more smaller mechanics that you have to remember and learn. You know, that you're responsible to know everybody's job on the field. Even though it's not your job, you know where everybody's lined up so you can help better do your job. So that wasn't really pushed as much in college. You know, it was more like do your job, focus on your job type of thing. But now it's like, no, you didn't know everybody's job and where everybody's going to be so you can more effectively do your job. But it helps, you know, because we're not on the field right now. So I'm just constantly learning and learning and learning and learning. I'm able to put it all mentally and just keep writing notes and things like that.
Now, you grew up a Laker fan. Speaking with Sean Bradley, by the way, Eagles, a sixth-round pick linebacker out of Temple University. Always got to throw that in. Sean, you were a Laker fan growing up. Were you an Eagles fan growing up?
I was half Eagles fan. I was mostly, you know, I liked the Eagles a lot because they were in the backyard. They were the home team. Mm-hmm. They were always on TV, so I always watched the Eagles. But I was also a player fan, so I liked LaDainian Tomlinson from the Chargers. So I was
okay.
I was half and half.
You're one of those fellas. I know. I know people like that.
I've heard of people like you.
Yeah, wherever he goes, I went.
Understood. Oh, so you were a Jets fan for a time.
Exactly.
Okay, got you. Yeah. I get it. Now, for those that didn't get to watch you at Temple, how do you like to describe your game? Like, what's your favorite part of the game? Do you like making the big play as far as an interception? Do you like covering guys? Do you like being able to hit players, obviously, as a linebacker? What do you like most about your game?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a physical kind of guy, man. I like the rush and the adrenaline rush you get from it. You know, I just like talking. I like just being aggressive and just hitting. Like, that just gives me, like, it gets me hype, man. I get going off of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I get into my game. It's fun, man. Just hit people, tackling, running through that hole, and no feeling like it.
I'm sure that's why you keep on playing, man. Now, the other part about this, of all this, how strange this could all be, all the motivating factors that you talked about, when you get onto the football field, like, basically right now, how do you feel about playing football given the time we're in right now regarding COVID-19, regarding the NFL saying full stadiums and all that? Has it sunk in yet with football players because you've done it virtually, or does it only feel more normal now?
I mean, that's a good question, man. It does feel normal in a way, but like I've been saying this for a minute. I'm like, man, like it's not going to hit me yet that I'm even in the NFL until I get on the field. You know, I've been missing playing football and being out there with the helmet on and running around. And, you know, it's just kind of like you're just stuck between a camera. Honestly, you're just seeing somebody over a camera and you're just watching plays, but you're not really getting to execute it and go out there and try to execute it at least. So it's definitely been different for me, man. But I'm ready to get back on the field for sure.
Sean, when you get drafted, you know, you have the guys on ESPN and they'll say, oh, here's the pros and here's the negatives and all this. When they flash up Sean Bradley and they say what a weakness may be, A, have you seen what they've said? And B, what is the biggest thing you're going to work on to get rid of whatever weaknesses that they may have put out there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I watch all that kind of stuff. You know, I try not to pay attention to it too much and just continue to better myself. But, you know, for sure for me, like, you know, coming from high school, like coming to high school and to college, you know, the whole college program, I never really had like a steady weight program. There's always been a different coach in there or whatever. So I never really got to focus on my upper body part of it a lot. So I'm definitely doing that a lot more now, getting a lot stronger and things like that. So hand placement on blocks and defeating blocks, using my upper body strength would definitely be something I'm going to work on for sure when I have ready to go by this year.
Now, Mark, real quick, here's a little Sean Bradley factoid.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Went to Rancocas Valley High School. I know you don't know where that is. It's over in New Jersey. It's where I live. What famous football player went to Rancocas Valley High School besides Sean Bradley?
Franco Harris.
That's right, Franco Harris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know
did
you?
Oh,
no.
There you go, Sean. I knew Sean would know it.
Very nice. Sean, a couple more for you. I'm always curious because only knowing the guy through press conferences.
Yeah.
Jim Schwartz seems like he can be a rather imposing figure. what's your first impression of Jim Schwartz?
I've only met him one time. Honestly, I only met him one time, and maybe a couple of days after I got drafted, we talked for a little bit. We haven't been on like a defensive unit meeting type thing yet. So I haven't really got a chance to meet him all the way. But from what I hear, man, it seems like he definitely is like he's about his business, about ready to go. Like guys that fly around and things like that. So I'm excited though.
It seems like your defense has been ranked pretty high already. First goal. I mean, I know 6th round pick. I know you. You said you want to work on some things in your game, but what's your goal for your rookie season?
Just to better myself and help better the team any way I can, you know, whether I run down there on special teams all year, kickoff return, pit punt return, whatever I got to do, man. At this point, I don't even care this first year. I'm just trying to get my feet wet in there and get as much playing time and experience as I can.
All right. Now, this is probably going to be the hardest question, but as a Temple graduate, I have to ask the tough questions here. Sean, what's the best food truck on Temple's campus?
Oh,
I know, right?
Best food truck. I'm going to go, I got two because I'm biased. I'm biased because I love halal. I'm a halal kind of guy.
Solid choice.
I went there all the time. But Burger Tank, man, that's it for me, man. Burger Tank is that the tater tots with the burger. I mean, telling you.
Treat yourself. You're an NFL player now. Last thing for me anyway, Sean, during this whole process, what was your go-to TV show?
Go-to TV show. That's a good question. Let me think. I would say Martin, honestly.
Went old school.
No, wait, you're 22, Sean?
23. I wasn't even alive.
You weren't even alive! Like, but you're educated. Hey, look, man, you're talking to a guy who, like, was 10 years old when Johnny Carson retired, yet I've seen a bunch of his episodes, so I feel you on that, man. When it comes to Martin, what was it about Martin that made you go, I need to watch this?
Oh, my, he's just funny, man. Just his mannerisms, the way he acts, like, it's every episode. It's every episode with him, and I used to watch all his little stand-up comedy, John, so... Martin's in my favorite TV show forever, so I always just put that on when I'm laying down, laying around, just watching it.
Can you humor me? Can I get a damn Gina?
Damn, Gina!
Sean Bradley, newly minted Philadelphia Eagle, Temple Owl for life. Sean, it has been a pleasure, my man. Good luck to you. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck to you the rest of the way. Sean Bradley joining us from the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll tell you what. These rookies are impressive on the radio, aren't they?
I like this kid.
They are good kids.
He's all at all. Oh,
wait, he likes to hit people and he likes Martin.
You're okay, kid.
Yeah. Martin was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Did you hear how he flawlessly dropped in John?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what do you say? Like
that burger John?
That tater tot John's on that burger? I think if
one of us,
all right, here's how it goes for me and my pecking order, Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Randall Cunningham, Brian Dawkins, Sean Bradley. Done.
Should I ask him if he was offended that Sean Bradley carries a bad name connotation in this town?
So he watches. I should have asked.
It's a tough name to shake.
After Martin, it's like, well, okay, so he educates himself on history.
Yeah.
So he would know Sean Bradley.
Yeah, he wasn't. I'm sure he knows of him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really alive for that.
Yeah. Here's my hot take. this Sean Bradley, better than that Sean Bradley. Better professional athlete. We just talked to the better Sean Bradley. And not for nothing. 610-632-0975. When we come back, bottom of the hour, 8:30 today, we're going to talk to Sam Carcitti, Inquirer.com, about the NHL and everything the Flyers are going to do to ramp up to the point of starting the season, hopefully in the not too distant future. Then 9 o'clock today, we'll talk to Ricky Bitalico about what the hell Major League Baseball is doing. And I have a feeling that Ricky...
He'll have a strong opinion.
As per usual,
yeah.
Ricky will have an authoritative opinion.
One way or another.
So you know, no better place to be over the next 45 minutes. Time of the Fanatic is 8:14. Ladies and gentlemen, Window Nation. You heard me talking about them for months now. Window Nation has you taken care of. They realize times are tough for a lot of people, but Window Nation is here to help. New windows for the house, whether it's one or the full house, up to 50% off any style window. And guess what? They'll do even better than that. No payments. You pay nothing. Nothing for 2 full years. 24 months, no payments with Window Nation. 1-866-WINDOW-NATION. Call 1-866-90-NATION, excuse me, or visit windownation.com. They're doing right now virtual consultations. So if you don't feel comfortable having somebody in your house just yet, they'll do a virtual consultation where they'll check out all your windows and let you know what it could come down to in terms of price. But remember, 24 months, no payments. And also up to 50% off any style window. We had Window Nation come over to the house, my wife and I, when we had just bought it. They checked out the windows, said they were good to go. And sure enough, they were Window Nations that the previous owners put in a little over a year ago. So we were all set when it came to the great people of Window Nation. Do what we did. Have Window Nation check out your home. 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
NHL returns. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Lowe's. Pros shop for brands you trust on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. Restrictions apply, U.S. only. Commissioner Gary Bettman announced yesterday that the NHL will cut out the rest of their regular season and move right into a 24-team playoff format. Teams will play according to their conferences as usual, and each conference will get their own host site, which are not yet determined. Teams will be limited to only 50 personnel in the new hub cities and are promised a comprehensive testing system. Players are expected to start moving back into place in June and start training camp again, hopefully by the beginning of July. The exact return date of the playoffs has not yet been determined. The league announced that they'll have the top 8 teams playing around Robin Tournament to determine their seeding going forward. That includes the Philadelphia Flyers, who are currently ranked 4th in the East. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
David Robinson entered the U.S. Naval Academy in 1983 and led the basketball team to 82 wins in 3 years, including an improbable run to the Elite Eight in 1986. After graduating in 87, he was drafted number one overall. His NBA career was put on hold as he spent 2 years on active duty in the Civil Engineering Corps. He went on to have a Hall of Fame career in the NBA.
No one is more reliable than you, the brave men and women of the military. Whether you're on active duty or a veteran, you're always there for us. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has been there for you since 1933. Now more than ever, we want to thank you. So we're saying it by offering special deals on credit cards, car loans, and certificates. Go to NavyFederal.org/celebrate to find out more. It's just a small token of our appreciation for our reliable military members. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. Let me tell you about a new home delivery service called Cinch. Cinch delivers propane right to your doorstep so you can keep grilling all summer long. And right now, Cinch is offering your first tank exchange for just $10 when you use my promo code FANATIC. Just go to cinch.com, that's spelled C-Y-N-C-H. Pick a delivery date that's convenient for you and use my promo code FANATIC at checkout to get your $10 tank. No more going through the hassle of lugging the used tank to the store. Stay safe and stay grilling with Cinch.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home edition? imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup, so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Of course, right when we come back is when I finish the Rat Pack Studios, so whatever. No big deal, guys.
Look good? Did you get the couch?
Couch comes today.
Oh, couch comes today.
I found this like...
Damn, you're getting a couch and a new phone today?
New phone?
I thought you just said, I get my new phone today. That's why I said, new phone. Sofa. You said, yeah.
I said, sofa arrives today.
I thought you said cell phone. I did. That's why I said, why are you getting a new phone?
No, I found this like ridiculous.
That's why I said, why the flip phone did it run out on you?
I was trying to make the connection.
Yeah.
but no, I found this like ridiculously cheap sofa for the basic. So my wife's already calling it the man cave. And I'm like, no.
Why no?
Eh. It's my house. It's my whole house is my cave.
Ooh.
How's that fit? How's that
my house you? Meaning you're in Celeste's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
My house.
I don't know if you're pulling off the my house. Is she a guest in it or, you know?
She can stay. No. That was a selfish joke just for me. No, but I just, the man, like, it's not like I don't have like a bunch of sports memorabilia up. Like I have the classic Marilyn Monroe picture because I'm a fan of that era.
Right, and you have the Philly Fanatic and Chuck Bednarik.
I have the Philly Fanatic and Chuck, but no, the Philly Fanatic's down.
Oh, is it?
All those came back. What I had is backdrops for the Twitch videos that we would do. That's all gone. Now the walls are up. The soundproof padding is up. Sound dampening padding, I should more or less call it. That's all up. The egg crate thing. And it's good to go. TV's down there. I'm all set, man. PlayStation 4. Let's play. There you go.
Refrigerator? Little one?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you got to.
I think I
got
to go.
Yeah.
That's a lot of power in one small area.
We come over to watch the game. I don't feel like running back upstairs all the time, so... Just have a little fridge there.
Very good. Very, yes.
Right?
Right. Or cooler.
I mean, my keg is in my kitchen.
I could just have a cooler.
No.
No power.
You're grown up now, Mark.
I'm a grown up. Yeah. This room is more like my college room.
You can get a
refrigerator. I saved all my college posters that I had. I still have them.
Nice.
So I could still just put those up and I'm good to go. Maybe put a frame on it because I'm an adult now. I don't know. There's endless possibilities in the Rat Pack Studios.
So a buddy of mine was cleaning out, Rock, was cleaning out his garage yesterday, comes across a sled hanging up. He's lived in this house for a long time.
Sled?
They're looking to move. A sled, like a flexible flyer, we'll call it.
Okay.
One of those.
Okay. One of them, Jones?
He turns it over. It has another one of our friend's name on the bottom of it with his address. He must have stole it from when we were kids and never gave it back.
I stole my buddy Joey's baseball mitt.
Do you really?
And I swear he left it at my house when we were 15.
Yeah.
And it just never...
I have rocked your book. I swear to God, because it came up yesterday, because unfortunately another friend of ours, you know, passed. And
he was
like,
a big deal in Boston, your buddy.
Yeah, yeah, guy. And this guy was in my class, high school teammate of mine. He went to grammar school with Rock and the other guys. We played against each other in grammar school and, you know, became friends then and all through high school, whatever. But yeah, a friend of mine had cancer and he passed away yesterday. And yeah, the mayor of Boston gave like a 5-minute speech about him yesterday.
Wow.
And yeah, so but yeah, so Rock, when we all got together and we're talking, Rock calls me and he says, yeah, I was going to look up some pictures of Keith. You saw my yearbook? I said, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
That's beautiful. I'm sorry to hear about your
friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buddy.
Tough times.
But yeah, you guys have certainly done a good job remembering that fella. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk to Sam Carcitti coming up at 8:30 today. So in about 6 minutes, about the NHL proposal. No, it's not even the proposal. It's the plan. And the NHL's back, sort of.
I wouldn't call it a half-ass plan, but
it's
I'll call it
not half-ass.
It's a three-quarter ass plan.
I'm giving them 90%, Bob.
Yeah,
I'm giving them 90%.
Okay,
because they got their necks out there. They got their neck on the line right now. They're out there. Their necks on the block, and right now they're saying to themselves, "We got most of this done. Still some things to iron out. There's still some questions that stick out." Now, the Flyers look like they're in a good spot right here. They're a top four team in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
One of the eight top four seeds in the NHL, if you want to phrase it that way. But they're one of the best teams in hockey, is the way you can phrase it. And the way they're going to come back is this 24-team tournament that looks like it's pretty promising. There's a couple of things they want to iron out. But for the most part, this is done. Like, it was official yesterday. It's no longer a report. That's the above all else. A commissioner of a league looked you in the eye and said, "We're coming back. Here's the plan." Not, "Hey, this is leaked out through this media member, and this is through this website, and this is this tweet and that tweet, and you got to piece it together yourself." No, the commissioner spoke for like 20 minutes and said, "Here's the plan. Have at it." And now it's being, I don't want to say ripped apart, but dissected. People have questions. A couple of the questions are, we're still not sure when. There's no definitive when it happens. That was disappointing to not get. And June 1st, we will be on the ice.
Yeah. Training camp will resume sometime after July 1st. When your synopsis of Gary Bettman's whole speech is sometime after, to me, that's why it's not
ironclad.
It's three-quarter ass.
Yeah, okay. It's not ironclad by any means.
Right.
But let's put
it's a start.
The skeleton is there.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing is how many games the first and second round are going to be after the round robin tournament and after the top four, after the qualifying round. So essentially, yeah, it's all postseason play because they have officially ended the 2019-2020 NHL season. That's officially over. The record books are what they are for that season. That's it. So now going forward, everything has playoff implications, whether that's the top four teams playing that round robin for seeding going into the tournaments, really, or that is the four through ten, whatever they are,
right,
seeds, as they play each other, including the Pittsburgh Penguins, how they determine their seeding to go into the next round. So then there's the first and second round of the official playoffs. They're not sure if those are going to be 5-game series or second round series, but they are sure the conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals are going to be 7 games. They're going to be a 7-game series, which I love. So there's a question in there as to how long that first and second round will be.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is going to be a huge sticking point for a lot of the players. And even though there seems like there's going to be testing every single night, the players want to know whether or not they can have their families. And I know it's split up between two different hub cities, one for the Eastern Conference, one for the Western Conference. But if I'm a player and I can't have my family with me, that feels kind of strange.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to want my family around me. Now, you might think I can afford to miss them for a couple of weeks because I want to make sure they're safe. Maybe a couple of the teams get eliminated, including my own, and they don't got to come with me anyway. Or you're thinking this is going to be a long time that we're going to... You could be like the Flyers. You could be a top four seed. They feel like you're going to be in this for a long time. You got a goaltender. You could go deep here in this playoff.
Yeah, and you got a guy, just an example. Claude Giroux has a new baby, I think, about Emmanuel's age, right?
Yeah, about 9 months, yeah.
Right. Like, see ya. I'm going to be gone for a few months. Look, you know how hard it is to leave Emanuela in the morning and you know, when you're going to your other job, too. And we all know that feeling. Really? Like, I know we make these guys like robots go out and play.
Yeah,
because
right.
You're there for our entertainment. Don't forget.
Yeah, right.
But there is some reality to their life, like missing a daughter for 2 months?
They are humans. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 months. Can you imagine missing Emanuela for like 2 months?
Over my, nope, not happening.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many factors.
I got home yesterday and she did this like explosion of joy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, I did think about them. I was like, man, I can't imagine like missing that.
Yeah.
Like that made my day. That made my week. Like my month. And I'd have to miss that for, if I went on to the championship, what, 2.5, 3 months?
Yeah. Especially when they're that age, like 9 years old. You miss 2 months of their lives. That's, oh my God.
So these guys are young guys. They have families. A lot of them just are starting families.
Yeah.
Chloe, like you mentioned, his son Gavin is like 9 months old around that. And imagine being told, well, if you want to play your sport, you gotta go away.
Yeah.
And then you could be like Damian Lillard and be like, well, what's the point? If it's not going to be the playoffs, Flyers are top 4 seed. So I was like, they're saying you're going to be pretty good.
You have to go away. And, well, what do I tell my wife when she says, well, what happens if somebody gets sick? I don't know.
That's where
Are you going to come home if you've possibly been exposed, if they shut things down? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, they have a plan, but it's not a full plan.
Yeah.
It's a plan, but it's not a full plan.
I know a guy that used to hand the phone to his boss. I say, I'll do that, but here, you have to tell my wife. And the boss went, I'm not telling, what the hell, no. And then he would always get his way because, you know, he didn't want to talk to the guy's wife for him. But nonetheless, like hockey took a major step forward yesterday. We can at least call it that. The NBA, you would assume, would either be motivated or rather inspired by what the NHL was able to do. So they look like, I think that the NHL, if this is happening with them, I feel like the NBA is just around the corner. The Sixers have opened up their practice facility. We'll see if Joel Embiid's there a little later today. We'll see how all that goes. But baseball right now is getting pantsed. And baseball might be in a better situation right now, especially with their sliding scale to pay players. They just might be in a better situation to shut it down. And I've been saying it for 2 weeks. Their biggest fear is, probably losing the sport for maybe another year. You know, who knows what's going to happen at the start of next year, maybe another 10 months. But imagine they do start up and the NHL is underway in full swing. The NBA's under full swing and they're playoff mode, right? Their tournament. And there's baseball lagging behind. We'll talk to Ricky Pitalico about that in 30 minutes. Right now, we're going to talk to Sam Carcitti of Inquirer.com. Covers the Flyers. Bottom line, Sam, joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. The NHL, regardless, there's still a lot of questions, but they took a major step forward yesterday.
Yeah, Mark, no question about it. I think most people are excited about it, but we still have a lot of details that have to be ironed out, including when they can start these small group practices, when they're going to start the training camps, and when the season's going to start. Gary Bettman in the press conference yesterday said, you know, He sees probably late July, early August, but he said anybody that can give you a date is just guessing. And as you know, there are a lot of factors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And the virus is going to control, you know, when things start, but it is a step in the right direction, and hopefully it comes to fruition.
Just a little bit of the wind was, or the air was let out of the balloon yesterday when I heard Commissioner Bettman say pretty much what you just alluded to, which was the medical advisors and the civil advisors will dictate when the dates actually come to fruition. And I know that's the reality of the situation, but I was hoping for something firm. So aside from what we can't control, which is the virus, right? If this does come to fruition, where it's the first week in June, you see individualized workouts. If it's then the second week or early weeks of July that you actually see formal training camp, what other circumstances have to be worked out amongst the players?
Yeah, well, the testing is the big thing. And the other thing, which he didn't talk about, players don't want to be away from their families for 2 or 3 months. That's got to be worked out. Seedings have to be worked out. They're not sure if they're going to reseed the teams after the play-in rounds. That's one thing. They're still not sure, if the first series after the play-in round will be a best of five or best of seven. And I'm a little surprised some of those things weren't resolved already, because some of those things seem like they could have been resolved. But, there are just a handful of things right now, and I think they'll get them done. One thing they did announce is the draft, because about a month ago, if you recall, they had said the draft will be in early June. That's the way they were leaning. Now the draft has been postponed again, and it's not going to be till after the season. They also have to resolve free agency and what they're going to do with that. July 1st is free agency, as you know, and they haven't come up with a firm date. It's tough to come up with a firm date for when free agency starts, because you don't know when the season is going to end. And the one thing that was really mind-blowing is that Bettman said this season could go on until October, and that next season may not start till January. And he also said next year will be an 82-game season. So, you know, it seems crazy. I mean, that means next year probably won't end till August, if that's the case. So, you know, this is going to affect two seasons. And, you know, part of me is thrilled they're coming back, and part of me says, you know what, let's just let it affect one season. Maybe it's better off to cancel it now and not have 30,000 coronavirus test, and let's wait till things go back to normal, because, you know, this is not going to be a normal playoff, as you know. I mean, he said that he expects 30,000 coronavirus tests for the players and staff, and, you know, so there's a lot of work that has to be done, and as I said, it's not only going to affect this season, it's going to drastically affect next season.
So, Sam, let's go with the thought that there will be some kind of play this year, playoffs, whatever it may be. This Flyers team, it wasn't lightning. I don't want to phrase this season as lightning in a bottle. They had something special going. Was it more specialness that was going on, or is it more that this is a really good team?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a very good team. And I think it has a great coaching staff. I think Elaine Vigneault and his assistants have done a tremendous job. They've added discipline to this team. And this team is very focused. And, you know, with Vigneault, you know where you stand. And that hasn't always been the case with previous coaches. And, you know, he doesn't back down. He holds you accountable, whether you're Jake Voracek making $8+ million, or whether you're a rookie like Joel Farabee, you know where you stand. And, you know, that wasn't always the case with Dave Haxtell. And, you know, you combine that with the development of some of the young players and the addition of Kevin Hayes and Matt Niskanen and Justin Braun and the maturing of Carter Hart, who's become, you know, probably one of the top 10 goalies in the league and ascending very quickly. And, you know, you have a team that's a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. They're certainly not the favorite, but, you know, it wouldn't be shocking if they got, far in the playoffs and they have a shot like a lot of teams do to win this whole thing. So, by the way, it's nice to talk about hockey.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, Sam.
Real hockey, so go ahead.
Yeah, with everything that you just described about this team, does a layoff like this hurt it, help it, or no difference?
Yeah, I mean, that remains to be seen. But to me, I think there's enough veterans on this team, and I think there's so much confidence in what they did, especially in the latter stages of the season. They won 9 of the last 10, and you know, they were climbing up the standings. And, you know, I think, you know, we'd be naive to think there won't be rust. There will be rust, but every team will have rust. But I think that, you know, in the back of their mind, that they know what they've accomplished so far. I mean, it's far from over, but they know what they have here. I think they will regain it. You know, I don't think you can snap your fingers and momentum is back. But I think, you know, it may take a couple weeks. And the nice thing is they'll have play-in games to get some of that rust off. But, yeah, I think that momentum will come back. And like I said, there's a lot of veterans on his team too, and you know, they'll keep the focus and they'll keep the young guys in line, and I think it should be an interesting playoff run.
Speaking with Sam Carcitti of Inquirer.com, as far as health goes with some of these players, and I know Nolan Patrick might be a little far-fetched, but what about the health of some of these guys that the layoff would definitely benefit in order for them to get back on the ice?
Yeah, it's a good point, Mark. And the nice thing is that James Van Riemsdyk, who was out when the season was paused, he's back. And we talked to him in a conference call the other day, and he's almost at 100% now from a broken finger. Phil Myers, a rookie defenseman who's really contributed this year and had a solid rookie year, he was going to be out for a few weeks, and he's back now, and he says he's at 100%. Nolan Patrick, I'd be surprised if he came back to, this year, just because I don't think they want to take a risk. But, you know, they have not said that. They haven't ruled that out. That's just my conjecture. Plus, right now, the lineup, the way it was situated, is playing so well, you know, where do you put him right now?
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough, which is a nice problem to have.
Yeah, right.
But I just, you know, think with Patrick, they'll wait for a clean slate, have him come back next year. I could be wrong on that, but that's just the way I see it. And if people don't know, he's had migraine disorder and has missed the entire season. And, you know, the last time we talked to Chuck Fletcher, he was making progress, but was not ready for contact. This was probably a little over a month ago, and he said that if the players had come back now, he still wasn't ready for contact. So, you know, there's still some red flags there, but my guess is that they don't bring him back until next season, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right, Sam, a couple of things I want to touch on with you real quick. One, I think, is not only going to blow your mind, I just blew my mind when it popped in my head when you said the month of January. But real quick, what percentage would you say, if you had to put a percentage on it, are you impressed with or in favor of the NHL's plan to resume play?
What percentage? I'd say probably about 75%.
Okay, that's pretty high.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 70-75%, I think. Well, the thing is, and I would also say I put an eye on it, too, for incomplete, because we still don't know some of these things.
Right.
But I'm a little disappointed they didn't announce when they're going to have the small group practices. You know, a date, they're still vague about a lot of things. And some of the things, you wonder why they're being so vague. And the training camp as well, I thought they would have announced that. And one thing that was interesting too, and they keep going back and forth on this, they had mentioned a month ago that the training camps would have to be at least 3 weeks, and Bettman seemed to hedge on that. He says, we may find out when the players come back. He said this yesterday, we may find out that players, you know, are ready to play quicker than we thought. Mm-hmm. And he kind of danced around it, and he implied that they could only need 2 weeks. So that could affect the start of the season too. One thing I'm not happy with is that, you know, it's going to take so long. And I realize there are some circumstances beyond their control, but I thought they'd be able to start up just a little bit sooner. And, you know, having the season drag out into October, it, you know, makes your head shake.
it's weird, but here's the saving grace. And I think this would be a great idea. What if the NHL kicked off the 2020, or rather the 2021 season with the Stadium Series? What if that's how they kicked it off in January?
Mm.
Yeah, they could do that, but I, to be honest, I don't see 82 games next year. That's just, to me, the season is too long to begin with. And Bob, of course, you covered the NBA. You probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, 70 games would be perfect. So, you know, I mean, it just, part of it seems like a money grab. I mean, you know, if you're going to start next year in January, don't force 82 games, you know, on people. You know, 70 is fine, and go from there. And, you know, one thing I don't like, guys, is that with the current plan, and as I'm speaking here, maybe I'm going to reduce that 75% to 65%. One thing I don't like is that I think there's too many teams in it. And, You know, I would, and I've written this, I would have had eight teams in. You just play quarterfinals, semifinals, and Stanley Cup finals, and that's it.
Right.
Four in each conference. These play-in games, Montreal does not deserve to have a play-in game. They were on pace for 82 points, 1 point per game. It's a joke that they, you know, even have a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, and a guy like Carey Price can be the great equalizer in a short series. And, you know, some of these teams that made it just do not deserve to even be in the play-in game. So I think the field is too big. And, you know, and I see where they're coming from. Part of me does anyway, where they want to give these teams a chance to qualify. You know, the season was cut short, obviously. But, you know, these are extenuating circumstances this year. I think in the long run, you know, teams and fans of those teams would have understood, if you had to cut the season short and just have a shortened playoff and you still keep the integrity because you're still a Stanley Cup champion. But, and the other thing is the longer the season goes and the more teams you have, the higher the chances are that somebody's going to contract the coronavirus.
Right.
If that happens, all bets are off because, you know, I know they're saying that they can still continue if one or two players on a team contract it, but worst case scenario, what happens if like seven or eight from a team contract the virus? And that did happen, with the Spanish flu, you know, a little over 100 years ago and in the Stanley Cup finals, and they had to cancel the final. So
say we had you at 75%. Now we're down to like 10%.
Yeah. I'm down to 55 now.
You know what, Sam, good talking to you, buddy. We're up against it, but we do appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to talking about Flyers hockey, hopefully within the next month or so.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Sam, thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it, man. I love it. Sam's the best.
He is great.
He's great. 610-632-0975. Sam Carcetti, Inquirer.com. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk to Ricky Metallico. Hopefully baseball gets a kick in the ass and something happens there. Time of the Fanatic, 845.
Fanatic Sports Update.
MLB sends their proposal. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. The MLB sent their first economic proposal to the Players Union yesterday. In the proposal, owners agreed to pay part of prorated rates. Breaking it down, the proposal agrees to pay higher percentages to players who have lower salaries, and top-paid players will only receive about 20 to 30% of their expected salary over the 82 games. For example, if this proposal were to pass, Bryce Harper would make around $3.5 million for an 82-game season, opposed to his contracted $13 million. The Players Union told ESPN in a statement yesterday that they're extremely disappointed in the proposal and that both sides are also far apart when it comes to health and safety protocols. Owners and players will negotiate and hope to agree to terms by the beginning of June to get their second round of spring training underway. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ryan Westbrook here. Let me tell you about the best siding, window, and deck company, Rudder Roofing. Finding an exterior remodeling company you can trust can be difficult. Oftentimes, these projects are expensive, and finding the right contractor can be tough. But it's actually much easier than you think. My friend Corey Rudder and his team at Rudder Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks are the perfect example of what an ethical contractor should be. Go to RudderRoofing.com and see the amazing work this company is doing in the community, raising money for nonprofits, raising awareness, and giving support to those who need it. So when you need a new roof, new siding, windows, doors, or even that dream deck you've been thinking about, call the friendly people at Rudder Roofing. This team truly gets it. They can even show you your home in 3D with style and colors before you choose anything. Check out Rudder Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks for your next project at RudderRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com. They will protect your house.
Get your Wawa order faster and save time with mobile ordering on the Wawa app. Browse our menu of hoagies and salads made your way, soups, sides, handcrafted lattes, and more. Just order and prepay in the app, then pick up and go. You can even pick a time from morning to late night, We're here to make it easier to get your Wawa favorites. Order ahead on the Wawa app today. Gotta have a Wawa. At Wawa, we're focused on making your shopping experience as safe as possible. We have new safety measures like counter shields, social distancing markers, masks, and temperature checks for every associate. We also created the Wawa Clean Force, a highly trained staff dedicated to keeping our stores safe through industry-leading sanitation. This is our new routine, so you can get back to yours. So stop in, order ahead, or get it delivered. Wawa has you covered.
What if we're still working from home when summer hits?
I'll just work in my Speedo.
No, you won't. Should we get our air conditioner checked?
Good question.
Can we get it checked?
That's a better question.
As an essential business, Pierce, Phelps, and Bryant will do whatever it takes, including safety masks, gloves, and social distancing, to keep you comfortable this summer, like flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce, Phelps, Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com for complete details.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors in Pennsylvania, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets on the Warriors inside the cage. Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family & Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Right now, it feels like the world's standing still. But if you look to the land, it's a whole different story. From farms to backyards, wheels are turning, seeds are being planted, animals are getting fed, grass is growing, and families are giving their all to the soil. Because no matter how uncertain things get, the land never stops. So to all those linked to the land, John Deere says thank you. We're here for you because we all run together. Nothing runs like a deer.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now, more of Farsetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up about 9 minutes, we'll talk to Ricky Vitalico. We'll get into all the fun stuff regarding Major League Baseball, who's just getting pantsed by the NHL right now, pantsed by the NBA.
They started the process themselves. Like, they took the belt off and unbuttoned the pants. Baseball did. Now they're just standing there waiting for somebody to pants them, and that's what's going to happen. But they started the process, right? You didn't like that visual?
No, I love that visual. I think it's hilarious. It's like Major League Baseball is a freshman at a college trying to get into a fraternity.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. Don't you want to make fun of me?
Yeah.
Don't you want to, like, initiate
Do something
me?
To me. Make do me look stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Jump into the jars of glass. Oh, yeah. No, they're just corn chips. You know what I mean? Like, that's what baseball is right now. And it's embarrassing. It's terrible. And in the dark recesses of my mind, I'm hoping that baseball gets put over the knee of the other sports and gets spanked. Like, I want baseball to go away, work on itself. As a baseball first, guys, I've said a billion times, I hate admitting that, but it's the God's honest truth. Part of me, if they do come back, I want to watch them get spanked by the NHL and the NBA. I want to see that. I want to sit in the way back in the, of the old Volkswagen station wagon, right, where they're looking at all the other cars behind them, wondering what the hell all the signs say, as Brian Regan likes to say in his comedic bit. Like, that's the thing. I find that to be somewhat, I don't know, charming.
Hmm.
Because I double dog dare baseball to come back while the NHL and the NBA are in a playoff tournament setting.
Yeah.
I double dog dare you. If you think people put your sport in the backseat already, that's where you go from the backseat to the way, way back of the station wagon. You're not even facing the right direction. That's going to be so embarrassing for Bob. America's pastime.
Yeah, and I know you brought up the DH, and, you know, it's time, for God's sakes. How about if you get both leagues on the same set of rules? But what other changes do you think would really be? Seven innings is not, I don't think that's even an option.
I don't think they're doing that.
Tomorrow. Yeah, but baseball is so numbers driven.
I know,
and it's such a historical thing.
But that's the problem. They stand in their own way constantly.
Well, we can't do this because of the history books.
How about you just do it
and screw the history
books?
We
can't do it because of 1912. That's not how we did it. Like, okay, get over
yourself.
Just
make a mark in the history books and say the league changed and reduced the amount of innings here.
You literally told one player he didn't have to bat.
Yeah.
Like, if that's not a major change, I don't know what that is. And now you're about to do it in both leagues.
And who gives a damn if Ryan Howard had, you know, as many home runs as Shoeless Joe Jackson in a 3-year window in 1908?
Right.
Like, stop. It's about improving your product so that the masses find it more appealing.
Right.
Not about appealing to your history books 100 years ago.
So that would be number one. Like, seriously, and I'm asking a serious question. Yes, like, you would change the seven innings.
I know it wouldn't be a popular decision, but I need to speed up my game. I can't have 4 to 4.5 hour games. And that's one of the things that would make that would speed it up the most.
I will say this. It's the most sweeping change that could happen.
Yeah.
That would accomplish
Universal DH, seven innings. Boom. Better product already.
You know what? In all honesty, you're right. I mean, bottom line is you're right. I don't see baseball making that drastic change.
No, they won't.
But what's more reasonable? Speeding up nine innings or just saying to hell with the final two innings?
Yeah.
Well, you know, six and seven become the final two innings. I really don't think it's that drastic. The only thing it affects is like your records.
But think about this: like your number one concern now is like pitch count.
Yeah, and your pitcher could go.
Man, you could get complete games again.
Complete games all the time.
Oh my god!
Yeah. You'd save your bullpen. You wouldn't overtax them. Your starting pitchers would get less innings thrown per year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a no brainer.
Can we get rid of the quality start if you have a seven inning game? Yeah. Over? Can we just stop with that?
Yeah, we'd have
to
ratchet up the qualifications for a quality start.
How was the start? Quality, cool. Let's make it a stat. Why? Like that, I get it.
Four innings pitched, less than one run earned.
Oh man. Now, that's great. Like, you'd have to do so many little things. Like, I just brought up the idea of why does a manager, when he knows he's making the pitching change, have to go out to make the pitch?
Yeah. Why do they have to warm, like...
The warm-ups are crazy.
The double warm-up. Warm-up in the bullpen, you're on the mound, you're ready to pitch.
And does the first baseman have to go out and throw ground balls to third baseman, shortstop, second base? Like,
while the pitcher's warming up.
Hey. I know, exactly. So, I'm saying, you can get rid of that.
You gotta have commercials, Bob.
That
happens in between the innings. You gotta have a break at some point.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But there is still gonna be fat in the sport.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. There has to be.
But the way you still eliminate a lot of that is just cutting off two innings.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I would love to see them try it out in spring training.
Yeah, I'm not heavily in favor of... Don't get me wrong. I'm not heavily... I'd rather them find a way to trim the fat in baseball.
Yeah.
Than to go seven innings.
Than add a runner on second base in the, you know, seventh inning.
Yeah, how do I make this...
Of a tie game.
How do I make this steak smaller? Only give me half of it? Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather just, you know, go ahead and trim that fat, but give me still the full steak.
Would the seventh inning stretch now be in the fifth inning?
Yeah.
Okay. That's key.
It's a fair point.
There's only a seventh inning stretch if the home team is trailing. There's only a seventh inning stretch.
You don't deserve to stretch if you're losing.
But, I mean, baseball needs to get under probably 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Now, they could make the one sweeping change, which would be the two innings, which I still think is ridiculous and not happening. But I understand that would be, you know what, the hell with trying to figure out all the other odds and ends. Two innings gone.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
They'll never do it, but.
I don't think they would either.
No.
And I can't imagine players, except for records like we're talking about, I think players would kind of be for it. If you're playing 162 games and you're going to chop off some of the work, maybe. I don't know. Would players be for it?
I
mean, it'll be fun to talk to Ricky and ask him.
Incentives and contracts.
Although he was just a pitcher, and he only pitched every once in a while.
It depends on what their contracts are. I mean, it's 14 less innings a week that you have to put up numbers to inflate your stats,
mm-hmm.
which you make money off of. So, I mean, there would have to be a give and take from ownership.
Yeah.
which won't happen.
Three straight years of a decline in ratings for the World Series.
Yeah.
All right, now go ahead and abandon fans, which is how it's going to be viewed upon during the pandemic, while 35 million people or whatever the number is now filing for unemployment. And you want to fight over still making $3 million to play baseball. Now, granted, people are focusing on the fact that you're still going to be making over $1 million to play baseball, which, and I get that correlation people are making in their minds, but also think about the guy that's taking a $28 million pay cut to play the game. Like, I know that I would, hey, I wish I could afford a $28 million pay cut.
Yeah,
you know
right?
what I mean? And most people can't do that. Only the top percentage, right? But think about in even the baseball player's world. The guy that's going to be taking that, you know, going from making $35 million to making like $7 million, and that guy saying, you know what, that's not enough, and saying that to the guy that just wants to make the league minimum, which I think in the new stratosphere would be about, what, $236,000? I have the number right here. So that's something that I know a lot of people look at and go, yeah, I don't think I want to go that route. You'd be going for making, yeah, $262,000. Still not a bad
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.